What if I told you could save less money than your colleague and still retire with the same amount of wealth? Kind of sounds impossible, right? But by the end of this episode, you'll discover how Lisa, who initially saves half as much as Mark, could actually have the same level of financial independence using three simple wealth decisions that most people completely overlook. So for the sake of time, let's dive right into it. Welcome back, Wealth Decisions listeners. This is Brian, the founder of Momentous Wealth Advisors. And every day, I think we have the opportunity to make better decisions around our money and our life. And my goal is to help you do just that. Whether your goal is retiring early, creating financial freedom, or becoming a more successful investor, this podcast is just for you. Today, we're diving into a financial scenario that will challenge everything you think you know about saving for retirement. We're going to follow two 40-year-olds, Lisa and Mark, who both earn $160,000 annually and want to retire at age 65. And Mark has been diligently saving $30,000 per year. That's about 18.75% of his income. And Lisa, she only starts saving $15,000 annually at first, which is less than 10%. Conventional wisdom says Mark will retire wealthier, right? Wrong. By implementing three strategic wealth decisions, Lisa can actually achieve the same financial independence while saving significantly less. And the best part, these three strategies are available to anyone listening right now. So let's start with the numbers. Mark is an aggressive saver. He's putting the max into his traditional 401k every year, which is $23,000 in 2025. And he puts an additional $7,000 into an IRA every year. He gets that immediate tax deduction with his 401k contribution, which feels really, really great. But he's unaware of the backdoor Roth strategy, and he puts everything into a traditional IRA. At an 8% annual return over 25 years, Mark will accumulate approximately $2.19 million by age 65. But here's what Mark isn't considering. Every dollar he withdraws in retirement will be taxed as ordinary income. And assuming a 22% tax rate in retirement, Mark's after-tax wealth is really about $1.71 million. Coming up in just a moment, I'll reveal how Lisa's strategy creates a massive tax advantage that compounds over 25 years, plus the psychological trick that makes saving feel a little bit more effortless. So stay with me. But before we get into that, let's talk about wealth decision principle number one. It's not what you save, it's what you keep after taxes that counts. So Lisa makes her first smart wealth decision by choosing a Roth 401k over traditional. She contributes the same $15,000 annually, but pays taxes up front. Why is this brilliant? Because her $15,000 annual Roth contributions growing at 8% over 25 years will reach approximately $1.1 million. But here's the kicker. Every single dollar comes out tax-free in retirement. No taxes on the principal, no taxes on the decades of growth. But Lisa's strategy doesn't stop there. She implements her second wealth decision by increasing her contributions by just 1% of her salary each year. This is based upon behavioral finance research that shows that gradual increases are barely noticed by creating massive long-term impact. So year one, she does her $15,000, which is about 9.375% of her $160,000 income. Year two, she bumps it up by 1% to $16,600, which is 10.375% of her income. And she keeps doing that every single year. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number two. Small, consistent increases create exponential outcomes. By year 12, Lisa is contributing the maximum to her 401k limit. And the beauty, she never feels the pinch because the increases are gradual and often coincide with some type of salary increases. This strategy alone adds approximately $420,000 to her nest egg, bringing her total to about $1.5 million, all tax-free. Still coming up is Lisa's third wealth decision that could add another $150,000 to her retirement, plus the mindset shift that makes all of this possible. So don't go anywhere. So Lisa's third and most powerful wealth decision is once she maxes out her Roth 401k in year 12 by using that 1% increase rule, she implements a backdoor Roth IRA strategy by contributing an additional $7,000 annually. So here's how it works. Lisa makes a non-deductible contribution to a traditional IRA, then immediately converts it to a Roth IRA. Since she's earning $160,000, she's above the income limits for direct Roth IRA contributions. But the backdoor method is perfectly legal, and it's available for high-income earners. This additional $7,000 annually growing tax-free at 8% for the remaining years until retirement adds approximately $150,000 to her wealth. So let's do the final math. Mark, he's an aggressive saver, puts everything in pre-tax accounts, 401k and IRA contributions. He has $1.71 million after taxes in retirement. Lisa, being a smart saver and using Roth strategies, has about $1.65 million, completely tax-free. But Lisa saves about $170,000 less over 25 years, but retires with about the same amount of after-tax wealth. Lisa didn't have to stress out about saving 20% because someone told her that's the only way to reach financial independence. She was able to enjoy her life and gradually increase her amount she contributes to be able to reach financial independence. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number three. Efficiency beats effort when strategy meets discipline. You know, Mark's story was simple. Save more, get more. But Lisa's story is a little bit more strategic. Save smarter, not harder. Coming up next, I'll share three action steps you can implement this week to start building your own wealth decision strategy to achieve financial independence. You know, when you look back at Lisa, the real magic wasn't just the tax advantages. It's the psychological framework. When you know you're being efficient with every dollar, you're more likely to stick with the plan. You know, Mark might get contribution fatigue. He's saving $30,000 per year. He's having to live a little bit differently, not do as many things, and not live in the moment and not live for today. But Lisa builds momentum through small strategic wins. The key is not to get overwhelmed by the amount you think you need to save, but to optimize what you can save. You know, think about this. Lisa saves $170,000 less than Mark over 25 years. That's money she could use for emergency fund building, maybe some real estate investments, maybe helping her kids out with college funding, or just living life today. You know, going on more long weekends or going on more vacations and enjoying life, but still building wealth for tomorrow with a plan to reach financial independence without stressing out about it so much today. So here's some actionable strategies you can implement. Number one, audit your current retirement contributions. Are you using traditional or Roth options? I talked about this in a past episode called Five Fixable Financial Mistakes, and I gave a framework based upon what tax bracket you're in. If you're under 22%, under 22, a Roth 401k is all you should do. If you're in the 22 to 32% tax bracket, consider blending the two with a priority towards the Roth 401k option. If you're over 32, especially over 35% tax bracket, consider doing most of it in pre-tax 401k contributions. But also consider doing a backdoor Roth strategy if you do not have an existing IRA. It's all about balancing tax-free growth with some tax deductions today. And if you're in a higher tax bracket, it just might make a little bit more sense to do pre-tax contributions. But always consult a qualified financial advisor to figure out the best strategy for your particular situation. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe tax rates are going to be higher 10, 15, 20 years from now. So it's really tough to plan what your tax rate might be in retirement. But if you put everything in traditional IRAs or traditional 401ks, you have no tax control. If tax rates are higher 15, 20, 25 years from now, it's going to make this particular situation even worse, having all of your money in traditional assets that have never been taxed. We obviously can't predict this, but prioritizing Roth contributions will give you more tax freedom. Number two, implement the 1% annual increase strategy. You know, set up automatic increases in your 401k. Time them with your annual review or salary increases, and track the compound effect over time. Number three, explore the backdoor Roth IRA. If your income exceeds Roth IRA limits, research the backdoor method. Consult maybe with a financial advisor to ensure that you do this properly. If you have an existing IRA, the backdoor Roth strategy has some complications, so make sure you get in touch with a qualified advisor. The beauty of these strategies is they're not about perfection. They're about optimization. You don't need to save like Mark to build wealth like Mark. If you want to achieve financial freedom, which is much different than financial independence, where you have a lot more choices, you may have to put away 25 or 30% of your income to have that true financial freedom. But if you want to achieve financial independence by saving less, you need to save like Lisa, strategically, efficiently, and with the tax code working in your favor. So here's what I'd like you to do right now. Before you listen to another podcast or scroll through another social media feed, open your 401k account and check whether you're contributing to a traditional or a Roth. That one decision could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars over your career. Then set up that automatic 1% annual increase. Your future self is going to thank you, and you probably won't even notice the difference. So that's it for today's episode, How to Achieve Financial Independence by Saving Less. Next week, we're going to dive into part two of this episode to show you what retirement is going to look like for both Lisa and Mark. I'll share with you some of the hidden risks in Mark's plan, having all of his money in pre-tax IRAs and 401ks. So make sure you subscribe to the Wealth Decisions podcast on your favorite platform so you don't miss out on next week's episode. Thanks for listening, and go make a better wealth decision today. Would love if you ordered my new book, Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life. In the book, you're going to learn how to first adopt a health-conscious mindset. You're going to learn how to avoid some of the common mistakes when trying to create permanent change in your life, health, and wealth habits. You're going to learn how to overcome some of your money and health blocks that are preventing you from reaching your health or financial goals. You're going to learn how to create more meaning in your life. And you're also going to be able to build a stronger identity and belief in yourself. Make change easy at first so that you don't resist making positive, lasting change. You're also going to learn how to set up your environment to give you the best chance to succeed. But probably one of the most important things in the book is identifying and finding your why behind your why. That is what will keep you inspired long term. So if you'd like to order a copy of my book, it's coming out in August. You can go to MomentousWealthAdvisors.com/book, and you can also read about what some other self-development authors and life coaches and people in the industry are saying about the book. And if you'd like to schedule a discovery call with me, there'll be a link in the description of this podcast. And during a discovery call, I'll take some time to get to know you, find out what's truly important to you, gather some information to see how I might be able to help you reach your long-term financial goals, as well as some of your life goals. So thanks for listening. Please share this podcast with a friend. Like, follow it, share it on social media. My goal with the Wealth Decisions podcast is to reach over 100,000 people in the Twin Cities and beyond so that people can live a richer life. Thanks for listening and have a great day.